In this bulletin, the Australian government unveils its next phase of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout with the official launch of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The world marks International Women's Day today. And in sport, a COVID-19 scare rules out an Australian NBA star from today's All-Star game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Australian Medical Association has questioned the deadline for Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. President Omar Khurshid has described it as too ambitious, saying it will be hard to get everybody through their two doses 3 months apart by the end of the deadline. More than 4,500 general practice clinics will participate in the next phase of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Former Labor Prime Minister Julia Gillard urges Australians, particularly women, to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
Me being here today is a visible representation that no matter what side of politics you barrack for, no matter who you intend to vote for, there is a united message, and that united message is please get the vaccine.
Department of Health Secretary Brendan Murphy says the AstraZeneca vaccine is just as effective as the Pfizer one. International Women's Day is being marked across the world. Australia marks the day amid a national debate on how to prevent and respond to various sexual assault allegations. From the Centre for Future Work shows that the gender wage gap has widened during the COVID-19 pandemic. Women suffered disproportionate job losses and their jobs returned on a more casual and part-time basis than men's did during the recovery. The official international theme for the day this year is Choose to Challenge. Millions of people have already started to rally, including French women's rights activists who protested against sexism and sexual violence in Paris.
We must continue to fight violence against women, but also fight for more rights. It is important to never let go, even in France or in other countries like in Europe or South America, because the rights of women are never acquired.
Social Services Minister Anne Rustin and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will address an event in Sydney later this morning. To mark the annual Commonwealth Day, Queen Elizabeth II has praised the courage and commitment of frontline workers in their response to the coronavirus pandemic. In a rare televised address, she paid tribute to hard-working medical professionals.
Whilst experiences of the last year have been different across the Commonwealth, stirring examples of courage, commitment, and selfless dedication to duty have been demonstrated in every Commonwealth nation and territory, notably by those working on the front line who have been delivering healthcare and other public services.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced the return of students to school today and a 1% pay rise for National Health Service workers. Family members of the crew and passengers missing in Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 are calling for the search to continue and for authorities not to give up. Relatives gathered virtually to commemorate the 7th anniversary of the flight's disappearance. The group of relatives and victims, Voice 370, reiterated demands that the search continue and for all military radar data to be released for an independent investigation.
We have urged the Malaysian government to release all military radar data from the 7th and the 8th of March to, even on a non-disclosure basis, to independent investigation so that we can remove all doubts from any of the movement of the plane that we do not know at the moment.
Yeah, we cannot use COVID as an excuse to stop.
MH370 vanished with 239 people on board on the 8th of March 2014 while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. A joint effort by Australia, China and Malaysia was called off in January 2017 after 2 years of underwater searching in the southern Indian Ocean, the largest search in aviation history. A far-right proposal to ban face coverings has narrowly passed by voters in a binding referendum. The measure to amend the Swiss constitution passed with a margin of 51.2% of the vote. The proposal does not mention Islam directly, but media and campaigners have labelled it the burqa ban and a test of attitudes towards Muslims. To sport, Australian basketball star Ben Simmons and his Philadelphia 76ers teammate Joel Embiid have been ruled out of today's NBA All-Star game. They have been linked to a coronavirus contact tracing effort involving a positive case in Philadelphia. Embiid would have been a starter for Team Kevin Durant, which will be coached by Philadelphia's Doc Rivers. Simmons would have been a reserve for Team LeBron James. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, similar conditions with a top of 27. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, much the same, 27. Wollongong, possible storm, 28. Sydney, a possible storm or shower, 31. Newcastle, a shower or two with a possible storm, 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30 degrees. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, showers with a storm likely, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.